It's early on a Wednesday morning. Gwen Robinson sits at a booth at Bogue's restaurant. He sips his coffee, finishes a white egg omelet as he flips through the Birmingham News. Robinson says he reads the paper religiously, but he can't start each morning with the paper like he used to. On September 2012, the Birmingham News stopped publishing a daily newspaper. Now they publish 3 days a week. Robinson still misses the gap in his routine.
I've stayed engaged always. I grew up with two daily newspapers and a weekly. I mean, that's how my family started its day. And so that's how we got the news. Certainly television news, but to have a paper in your hand. And so I became very accustomed to that, to certainly habit, but it was how I started my day.
With no daily newspaper, Robinson says he feels less connected to his community, especially when it concerns politics.
My criticism and my concern for this community is, what about City Hall? What about county government? What about state politics? I've had to work to find out what's going on in Washington or Montgomery. You cannot tell me in any regard that that's not harming our community.
One of the things we look at is what news is significant in a community. I'm interested in leading a journalism organization that's focused on significant community news.
That's Michelle Holmes, Vice President of Content of the Alabama Media Group, the company that owns AL.com and the Birmingham News. She says while her organization is still committed to covering local and state politics, there has been a shift in what and how much they cover.
And while an old style of journalism did say you're the stenographer, you go and write down everything that happened at every meeting, it's pretty clear that the public doesn't have much interest in that.
The public nowadays may not be interested in every detail of every civic meeting, but according to Lee Shaker, newspapers do affect community involvement. Shaker is a communications professor at Portland State University. He's examined the death of the Rocky Mountain News in Denver and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer's print edition in 2009.
The obvious conclusion is that the closure of these two newspapers had a measurable and negative effect upon civic engagement in their communities.
From a research perspective, they couldn't have expired at a better time. Months earlier, the Census Bureau just started collecting data on how deeply citizens were involved with their communities in big cities across the country. Shaker was able to compare the results from Denver and Seattle with 20 other cities in the U.S.
In my research, I found that civic engagement declined significantly on four or five indicators in Denver between 2008 and 2009, and two or five indicators in Seattle between 2008 and 2009. Meanwhile, when you look across the country, basically civic engagement was unchanged in pretty much every other city in the sample over that same time period.
He says the evidence is clear. Newspapers keep people involved in their communities and government. What happens next? Experts say there are no easy answers. And while less newspapers or less frequent publication has real impact, the numbers show many people don't see a link or even care. In 2009, the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press surveyed about 1,000 adults. Only 43% said losing their local newspapers would hurt civic life in their community a lot. A mere 33% said they would miss reading the local newspaper a lot if it were no longer available. Felicia Mason, Executive Director of the Alabama Press Association, says just because a newspaper prints something, you can't make someone read it. She says it's a partnership between the news-gathering organization and the reader. Jason Sturrock agrees. He's president of the Franklin Center for Government and Public Integrity, located in Virginia.
Yes, it is the responsibility of the individual, of the citizen in their city, their county, their state, their nation, to become involved and to ask questions. That's what an active citizen should do. But it is also the role of the Fourth Estate. As a newspaper, we are there to comment, or a media operation. We are there to share information because the public doesn't know about it.
As newspapers like the Birmingham News grapple with the new world order of journalism, they're focused on creating ways and means to get readers to be engaged. For example, Michelle Holmes of AL.com says blogs, live chats, and reader comments are creating a new town hall for community involvement. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.